third bottle of bubbly. Yeah, and I take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cast.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on? Testing, testing, testing. Can you hear me? Yep. Welcome to Airball. My name is Jonah, and I'm going to be your DJ for the next hour. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm trying to get some vinyl working. I'm a huge Philip Glass fan. But the problem is, the vinyl is being all finicky, as I was told it would. Except for that, that's Philip. There he is. I just learned how to do DJing. Let me turn this down a second. Apparently you can mix all types of records together. I've been thinking if I can find some spoken word rap or some spoken word business, I can make some Philip Glass mixes. I don't know how to do that exactly, but that's an objective for the future. This is some Philip Glass I've never listened to before. Normally I listen to the Koyaanis Katsi soundtrack, solo piano. Listen to those cascading rhythms, geometric forms of music. This is more vocal though. It's interesting. I don't think I'm going to play this for the whole time. I just wanted to see how it worked. But I'll let the song run through. A few minutes. Welcome to the show. I just wanted to talk for a brief moment. Hold up. I want to talk for a brief moment about the Tufts Spring Fling music selections, which just came out, apparently. As we all know, last year was Flo Rida, which by my reasoning is a terrible choice. An utter waste of school budget on a pretty cool stage. And just a lot of organizing and effort and thought that went into that show just to put not even a cherry on top. They put like a... They forgot a cherry. He was supposed to be the cherry, but he showed up 45 minutes late. We were all standing in the rain. And then he's like out there like... I understand that you want to appeal to as many people as possible. And that's why you bring on Flo Rida. It's not like they actively wanted us to be sad, you know? But at the same time, like, if you make everyone equally happy... If you try to, like, maximize the amount of happiness in the crowd, you're going to get Flo Rida, and no one's going to be really happy. You might as well piss some people off. That's what I'm speaking on. I think you should have like DJs on the radio or DJs on stage. It's a cool festival setting, and keeping it up for only one day is kind of a waste in my mind. But who knows? Maybe there's some like regulatory stuff that prevents them from doing anything good. Let me see. I'm trying to get this working. All right, lovely. But this year, we've got some new artists. We've got a triple header of artists, which, pardon my lack of knowledge, but Iaz, Jordan Sparks, TK Mazda. That's not like Mazda, but like Mazda. So my apologies if you're fans of those artists. I don't know them. But I'm going to play like one song from each of them and just see what's going on. And then maybe I'll spiel my uninformed opinions about them after, as I do. So, yeah, I'm happy to see the university, like, really, at least, like, attempt something new, you know? Okay, these are big artists. I'm exposing myself right now. This dude has 7.5 million monthly listeners, and his song, wait, I must have heard this song, Replay? It has 869 million streams on Spotify. So, I guess for a budget, they got a triple header of some... it's probably just Flo Rida again. Let's see what we're working with. Oh, it's this song. Oh. Sorry to complain. I've heard this song. Alright, I don't want to subject y'all to this. I have better things to play. But okay, so this guy, he's gonna play this song. They spent a good amount of money for this song. Which, fair, that's like Flo Rida Part 2. But that's chilling to me. I think that's pretty good. Well, depending on how you want to look at it, I'm sure that most people will be happy, or at least like mildly amused when this song comes on. But I think you'd be hard pressed to find anyone that really wants to listen to this. Like a melody. All right, no more. I'd rather sit in silence than hear this. Okay, next up we've got Jordan Sparks. I don't know who they are. Let's check them out. Jordan Sparks. Ooh. This is kind of cool. If I should die before I wake, it's 'cause you took my breath away. Losing you is like living in a world with no air. Oh, I'm here alone, didn't want to leave. My heart will move, it's incomplete. 'Cause there was a way that I can make you understand. I'm a fan. This is a good investment of school dollars. Granted, they could build a basketball court. They could probably solve the housing crisis with this amount of money. But, you know, we're going to be happy. We're going to be extremely happy. And in the field, hopefully it won't rain. Okay, next song. This is TK Mizda. Sorry if I'm butchering that name.
Top of the morning, ladies and gentlemen, we flying above the skies, 30,000 feet in the air right now. Last year was weird. LYWW radio, let's go.
Days fly by when there's, but you're caught up in the minute. Mind your own business, mind your own. Days fly by when there's, but you're caught up in the minute. Mind your own business, mind your own.
Yeah, I'm really on a private. Slow and nice, but I'm never autopilot. Niggas tryna get accustomed to my climate. Finest tarot card, I'm the highest. Flightless birds running like a virus. You can't ride with me, solo ride pirate. And my ego bigger than a Mack truck. Tryna act tough, you might have to cut the pants off. And give me 5 feet, stat nigga back up. Getting way too close with that bad luck. Diamonds are the only ones I match up. And mad ones in my crew tryna pass up. I'm in my element, it's irrelevant. On a regiment to my excellence, bitch, do not disturb. Say once, not twice, or I pick up the nerve. I'ma say one time, better do not disturb. I'ma raise my feet, draw the pins with the skirt. Make a nigga wanna hit it, better do not occur. Make a rude bitch mad, cause my ass got the fur. And your friends pulling up, cause my M's looking up. Yeah, young reckless, you can't test it. My game bigger, cause I'm built like Tetris. New thing, got a groove like Elvis. Going too ham, you don't touch my precious.
Days fly by when there's, but you caught up in the minute. Mind your own business, mind your own. Days fly by when there's, but you caught up in the minute. Mind your own business, mind your own mind. We don't have no reasons to be wise. Give me 2 weeks at a time. We don't have no reasons to be wise. Mind your own.
I've been blessed by the gods, divine my spirit, I'm against all the odds. But I keep winning, cause I pledge what I say. Yeah, I do what I say, you can leave me alone. Been a wolf now, but I leave on my own. Clear those chakras, let my demons at home. Got a LV bag with a 4-0 tag. I be way too clean, you can track my swag. Nigga wanna hate, well that's way too bad. Too much on my plate that I can't compromise. If you can't keep the rhythm, gotta take what you have. Cause everybody works, I'ma take all my time. If you ain't no, now you best know now. The one money and the best know how. On to the next, never do slow down. You don't wanna peep, but they can't so fun.
Didn't you learn your lesson? Did you think that I would let you in? No, I don't roll that way. I didn't need a present. Didn't you learn your lesson? Did you think that I would let you in? No, I don't roll that way.
Please stop by when there's, but you're caught up in the minute. Mind your own business. Mind your own. Please stop by when there's, but you're caught up in the minute. Mind your own business. Mind your own mind. We don't have no reasons to be wise. Give me 2 weeks at a time. We don't have no reasons to be wise. Mind your own mind. We don't have no reasons to be wise. Give me 2 weeks at a time.
Thank you.
Okay. I had to cleanse my palate with that after the three songs that I played previously, which I played to help out the school, advertise the show, you know, and such. Okay. Anyways, I love Boards of Canada, but they're not the best radio music. Next up is Aldous Harding, The Barrel, one of my favorite artists. Not much to say. I think the song speaks for itself.
Thank you. Basketball season has returned.
It's been a long time. Been a long time coming. It's life or death with me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop now.
Brave hearts,
you can hate me now.
Come on,
but I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now.
All right. That's my signal to start talking about basketball for the next 7 minutes. I play this song to signal how much time I have. It's also like a pretty cool song. It has like a nice metronomic beat, which I can, when no one's here, I can just talk to this song. Last night was a big, this is random, by the way. My show is called Airball. Traditionally, we're a basketball show and there's normally a good amount of us on the air. But tonight, or today, is just me. Everyone's in class. So it goes. But yeah, I just wanted to run through very briefly what happened last night in the NBA. Talking about my thoughts, my feelings, my concerns. Big marquee match, but the night was Lakers-Timberwolves, which we probably shouldn't put that much stock into, given that Kat's injured now. And the Lakers were very much jockeying for that 8 seed. But the Lakers won. AD had an absolutely disgusting game. Nearly ended with a 5-by-5, but he had about 25 points, 27 rebounds. Oh, I mixed those up. 27 points, 25 rebounds, 5 assists, 7 steals, 4 blocks. That's just some insane stuff from the brow. But more importantly, on the Timberwolves side, it was a pretty inefficient game for Anthony Edwards. And, you know, it's just hard to see a team have that much momentum going into an important matchup and then lose one of their key players. Prayers up to Kat. He'll get better. It's only a meniscus. He's getting surgery. First time in his NBA career. So it goes. It's a rite of passage in a way. Have the rug pulled out from under you. Yeah, just like that. Anything can happen. In other news, the Wizards beat the Heat, which is pretty crazy. Won by 2 points. that will, I believe, ended their 17-game losing streak against a real contender. You know, that's beautiful. That's one of the key wins of the season for the Wizards. I mean, they only got 11 of them, but you know, that is a key win, some might say. Any game where Jimmy Butler pulls up wearing his ridiculous hairstyle, you know that that's a potentially a free win for you. I mean, that's like him putting on like a clown nose midway through the game. You know, you don't have to, even if you're the Wizards, you're not really sweating bullets when you're going against weird hairstyle version of Jimmy Butler. What else happened to the league? We had the Sixers and the Knicks having an insanely low scoring game. From my understanding, the first game since 2016 where both teams scored under 80 points, the Knicks losing in an absolute defensive bloodbath, 73-79. That sounds like one of those old games where it's like, oh, back in the 60s, the 76ers and the Knicks played to a total of 73-79. Well, it happened yesterday. Yeah. I don't know what to analyze there. It's just Tom Thibodeau doing what he does best, ruining basketball for everyone that enjoys watching it. We continue. The Pacers and the Magic played. Pacers beat the Magic. Not much to remark on there. I don't really put any stock in these games. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Oh, the Pacers are how much better? No, they're the same tier of team, and they happen to win. Bucks beat the Clippers. That's an interesting one. That's a potential finals matchup. Those are like the two options, other than the Bucks and the Celtics, to be in the finals. And the Bucks won, came out on top. That Dame Giannis pairing has been a bit shaky throughout the season, but I suspect is that we start ramping up for the playoffs, they're going to start revealing their true tactics. When analyzing these regular season games, we always have to remember that these teams don't really like showing their true playoff tactics and their true strategies in meaningless regular season games against the Wizards, mainly the Wizards and the Pistons. Like, this is a real playoff team, so sometimes if they really want to win a game, they'll bust out a certain substitution or a certain matchup switch or a certain scheme. But for that reason, I don't know if the Clippers, I didn't watch the game, so I don't know if the Clippers pulled out any of that. It's unclear to me what level they were trying to win this game at. But it's notable nonetheless. I also just want to talk about injuries. And this is something that even non-basketball fans can likely relate to. It sucks to get injured. It hurts. Often, like, it physically hurts, it emotionally hurts. But when it comes down to it, you can't really do anything about it. Sometimes your body just betrays you. And you can't really dwell on it. But the whole league is injured. The Eastern Conference has essentially opened up for the Boston Celtics right now. The Celtics are the only truly healthy team in the East. Bucks are missing Chris Middleton. The Heat are missing all types of players. Terry Rozier. Not to say that's the most important thing ever, but it's something. Sixers are missing Embiid. Pacers just lost Mathurin. I guess you can point to one injury on pretty much every team in the Eastern Conference that could reasonably win the title or even just make the second round outside the Celtics. So it's starting to look like the Boston Celtics are slowly paving, or unintentionally they're getting a free pass through the East, which I still think the Heat are going to have a word to say about that, but that's for another day. But yeah, the Celtics are looking good despite their back-to-back losses. I don't think that's my sign to not talk about basketball anymore. Thanks for my 7 minutes of basketball talk. I actually need to read a PSA right now. Just one moment. For those who aren't familiar with the radio station, we are given this massive book of PSAs. PSAs don't just come out of the blue. They're not off the dome. There are massive amounts of approved PSAs, which are noble causes that we must talk about on the radio. This one is important. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with... Oh gosh, this is not the song I wanted. Sorry for the PSA interruption. Eek. Ah, whatever. No music. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan and vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This is a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're listening to Airball on previously said station. All right, let's get back to music. What to play?
Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba, este samba que misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba, este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Yeah, I'm feeling gonna be alright. You're gonna win the fight. Hold on, Yoko, Yoko, hold on. It's gonna be alright. You're gonna make the fight. When you're by yourself and there's no one else, you just have yourself and you tell yourself just to hold on. See the light. Oh, and when you're warm, really warm, well, you get things done like they've never been done. So hold on.
That was not what I was expecting. I guess that's why you don't play a random Pram song you've never listened to on the radio before. Anyways, that was, in preceding order, John Lennon, Stereolab, Kid Cudi, Propellerheads. But up next is an esteemed, some might say, the foundational Yugoslavian singer, a man that brought together different cultures, and really brought people together. Beacon of Yugoslavian pride, Djordje Belasevic, rest in peace. This is Stari Orkestar.
Taj orkestar stari nema pojma u stvari i večito peva svoje trala. To da se menja kad su uslovi čisti, prvi su i jedini su na top listi. Taj orkestar stari dugo pali i žari uz evergreen temu zvanu tra-la-la-la. I što da se vežba, da se proširi lager, za publiku je dosta jedan jedini šlager. I samo ja, pa ja, o draga gospoja, o tako pametan i tako postojan. I ja ću da vam sviram, a vi plešite u krug i pogled dole i ne grešite. Taj orkestar stari dobro poznaje stvari, čim traje toliko uz tra-la-la-la. Da stigneš do neba treba znanja i truda, a niko od nas za to nema snage. Taj orkestar stari audicije kvari, jer pevaju neki svoje tra-la-la-la. Al brzo se svaki antitalenac miri, jer slučajno su stari momci vrhovni žiri. Oni što gude se najviše trude, al već u refrenu sve drugče bude. Dominiraju trube, koriste bubnjeve bolje od grupa i svima pokazuju kako se lupa, nikad ritam ne gube. I samo ja, pa ja, o draga gospoja, o tako pametan i tako postojan. I ja ću da vam sviram, a vi plešite u krug i pogled dole i ne grešite. Taj orkestar stari ima izvesne čari, al već se pevuši novi tra-la-la-la. I što više slušam, sve sam više tog dojma, da nikad nisu imali pojma, pojma.
Yeah.
thank you for listening to my show. Seriously, thank you. If you stuck through the whole way, you likely heard a massive mix of music and basketball and just like a little window into the inner workings of my brain. That's what I try to do on the show if I'm going solo. But yeah, I just love music and I love noises. Some of the music I listen to isn't even music, I would argue. For instance, if you were listening 5 minutes ago, I played some weird Tibetan frequencies, which are usually used to promote pilgrimages to Mount Kailash, the holiest mountain in Tibetan Buddhism. But yeah, Instagram Reels always spams me with that video, and I figured out what it's called. It's just frequencies. It's pretty cool, though. But yeah, I was playing the most recent song was Inbal Perlmutter, an Israeli singer from the 90s who had a band called, I don't know how to say the Hebrew, but The Witches. Pretty cool prog band, but she unfortunately died at young. This is just a song before I go. See you.
To whom it may concern.